This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together spend time together in the Word of God. You're going to hear it preached now from a sermon I just preached on Sunday in the book of Galatians. I've entitled it, By Their Fruits You Will Know Them, and that's true. You know, sometimes, you know, the Bible speaks about wheat and tares, and the thing is about a tare, like Jesus taught, you know, that he sows the seed, but then the enemy comes and sows what the Bible calls tares. But what you might not know about a tare is it looks exactly like a wheat. They're very hard to distinguish until they grow up. It's harvest time. Now, here, likewise, in the church, it's the same way, which is why Paul says that Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Back to what Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. That's what we're looking at here today. We're looking at the fruits. We're looking at the things that the Holy Spirit produces inside a believer. That's where we're at. This is part two of this message now. I invite you out to church tonight. We're in the Gospel of Luke. I think we're in chapter 20 here this week. I'm unsure because I'm recording this opening here on Monday. But I invite you out tonight, 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you for a short prayer meeting and Bible study. 6 to 7 or 7:15 tonight. Love to see you. Here now is part two of this message, By Their Fruits You Will Know Them.
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Or let's water that down a little like all the other translations did. We don't want to make God seem so harsh. Walk before me and be blameless. That's a little better. Isaiah 30:21. Your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or whenever you turn to the left. Micah the prophet, Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God? Revelation 3:4, Jesus says, you've got a few names, even in Sardis, that haven't defiled their garments. They will walk with me in white, for they're worthy. This is what it means to walk with God. To walk with God or to walk in the Spirit is to follow the Spirit's guidance day in and day out. Maybe at lunch you can talk to Gary if he's going to hang around here after we eat. I've never met a man that walks in the Spirit more than him. Ever in my life in 54 years. Talk to him at lunch. He'll tell you. He's number one on my list. You love what he loves. You hate what he hates. Like sin, unrighteousness, people mistreated, lying or gossip, slander. You hate what he hates. Look at some of the things the Spirit might lead you to do. Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, who had charge over all her treasury and come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting on his chariot. He's reading from Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake him. So sometimes the Spirit will lead you to go. Acts 16:6, when they had gone through Phrygia and the regions of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, stop, even though they were going to do good. He said, stop, don't go there. Don't preach the gospel there. It wasn't time yet. They heard it later. But this is what we should be doing, walking with the Spirit. Sometimes he leads us and tells us to go. Sometimes he tells us to stop. Remember, God says, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. Lean not on your own understanding. Walking in the Spirit might take you on a different way to work tomorrow. Am I right? Has anyone here ever had the Holy Spirit change the direction they're going? You don't count. Put your hand down. You don't have enough. Be an octopus. Back to Galatians 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Remember, ye means plural. The, anything with a T is singular. Anything with a Y in the King James is plural. Even when he says you, it's plural. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. This is like King Kong against Godzilla. And Mothra against Rodan. Dracula against the Wolfman. They're fighting one another. These are contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. It doesn't even say you might not. It doesn't even say you're going to have a struggle with it. It says you cannot do it. You just can't do it. You can't do it. When you're walking in the flesh, you cannot do these things. Not even you're going to struggle. You cannot do the things that you would, the things that you should. You can't do them. Sad to say, but this is a fact. You cannot hear the voice of God. You cannot please God. You cannot walk with God. Listen to what Paul wrote in Romans 8. He says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither can be. It's impossible. It is physically impossible for the carnal mind to be in subjection and to be in communication with God. You can't do it. You got to come up to the altar and repent of your sins and start walking in the Spirit again. Then, just like Jonah, then the Word of God came to Jonah the second time. God's very patient with you. He waits and waits and waits and waits and waits until you're done walking in the flesh. Then you repent and make it right. And then the Word of God will come to you again the second time. And God will pick up right where you left off. You're in good company. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, nor can it be. So then, verse 8, Romans 8 and 8. Those that are in the flesh cannot please God. Back again, Galatians 5:17. The flesh, I'm in the New King James now. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do, you cannot do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now here we go again with law. How many times have we heard him say in this epistle here that we're not under the law anymore? That is, if you're a Christian, if you're led by the Spirit. You know, isn't that an odd place to find that comment? Let me read the verse again. The flesh lusts against, this is 5:17 and 18. The flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another. Everyone follow so far, right? It's a battle going on between your inherent sin nature you got from Adam and then your new Holy Spirit nature when you were born again. Like Jesus said, unless you were born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So you're born again, but your old man doesn't go away. Hence, Christians still sin. If he went away, Christians would never sin, and there'd be no problem. No one would ever fall again if you couldn't sin, so that you don't do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Why would he put that there? What does being under the law have to do with a fight going on inside of you? Right? Everyone follow me? Why is that there? So the logical conclusion must be that now you can do the things that you wish. And if you're under the law, you can't. That's got to be. The flesh lusts against the spirit, spirit against the flesh. These are against each other. You can't do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Why is the law? Because when you're under the law, you can't do this. You've got to be led by the Spirit to do this. Now, here in verse 19, as if we needed any explanation of walking in the flesh might consist of, he gives it to us anyway. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. And may I add, ain't that the truth? The works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, but the Greek word is pharmakia, that should mean pharmaceutical drugs. Isn't that funny? Pharmaceutical drugs is a work of the flesh, like adultery and murder. Idolatry, drugs, hatred, contentions, jealousies. I mean, what a funny thing to be in that list, isn't it? I mean, witchcraft, hatred, jealousy, idolatry, and pharmaceutical drugs? Pharmakia? Envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what he says, Bill. I'm not going to dissect these today because that's not where we're going today. But what's important is what he said after this list. Those who practice these things, kind of like when I was a kid, my mother made me practice my saxophone. Or you practice the piano. Or cops go out to the shooting range and they practice. This is what he's talking about. Not someone who's done these things, someone who practices these things. Because if it was someone who did these things, no one would enter the kingdom. Because we've all done them.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.